Welcome, everybody, to another episode of On the Range Podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense. I am Mark Kelly, along with my co-host and friend, Rick Hogg. How's it going, buddy?
Man, Mark, it is going great, as always. Just want to thank the viewers, listeners out there for giving us your most precious commodity, your time. Guys, if you like what you're listening, because I know you are, because you boost us up to, you know, the top 2.5% of all podcasts globally because of you. Don't forget, leave us a rating, a review, thumbs up emoji. I guess you can get it with eggplants as well. So leave us something. But no, appreciate your time. We couldn't do it without you. Make sure you guys are letting your friends, family know. And here's the thing. If you like all this stuff, you can catch early episodes. You can get behind the scenes. You can get a Zoom call, which, oh, by the way, is going to happen tomorrow for our patrons. Go to patreon.com/ontherangepodcast. You know, just when you thought that got better, Mark, here's the deal, buddy. It gets a little better, right? So our good friends at Brute Force, we like to put, you know, pressure on our guys, you know, and Brute Force was like, hey, man, you guys are good partners. So listen up, guys. Here you go. Brute Force savings. If you use code OTR2021, that's right, OTR2021, save 15%. That is right. Mark's case, a boatload of cash, 15% with the Brute Force, man. They're sandbags. They got the Brute Force balls out. They got all kinds of stuff. Go check them out. Should you forget, no problem. Just go to warhog.com. Look at industry partners. All the information is in there. And, you know, you're going to sit there and go, man, that's awesome. Boom, it gets even better, right? Vertex. Vertex is on board. Use code OTR for 20%. That's right, 20%. That'd be in Mark's case.
That's a big one. Yeah.
That's two boatloads of cash.
Mm-hmm.
So 20% on Vertex. Great stuff, man. So absolutely phenomenal gear. I got one last kind of shout out to do. Howitzer clothing, right? Got my t-shirt on here. If you kind of see from the Tier 1 Miami event, getting it kind of broken in, you know. So we got that thing coming up in December. Just want to thank those guys over there at Howitzer Clothing for the great tee. And yeah, I think that's all the housekeeping and exciting news, because you guys are probably sinking with all that cash you got in your pockets now. So
yeah, man. 2.5%. We're hoping that it'll jump up into the top 1% pretty soon. We're hopeful. The numbers look good. Thanks to all you guys wherever you are. Thank you for making us part of your day. And today's episode is brought to you by Killcliff. Killcliff is fueling the American dream. And oh, by the way, Rick is drinking the Flaming Joe 25 milligram CBD.
CBD.
Yep. That's one of my favorite flavors. It's got the pineapple jalapeno. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
A little spice at the end. Oh, make sure you go to killcliff.com and check out their Cult Club. It's a rewards program. The more you talk about it, the more you earn. And oh, by the way, they also sponsor, well, I don't like to say sponsor. They partner with us on a lot of our LEO events, training events.
Yep.
Great partners. They also support the Navy SEAL Foundation, been doing that for over a decade. Just a great, great organization. Customer service and shipping is unbelievable. Tons of great flavors. And the Tasty Blood Orange is my go-to, but they have a lot coming out. They have the Creamsicle that's going to be a 125 milligram good, clean green tea along with the CBD. First time they've done that. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah, the creamsicle is the flavor. I think it's the octane is what they're calling it. I think that's the official.
The octane.
Yeah. Yeah. So excited.
High test.
Yeah. Waiting for the UPS man to come and deliver, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
And lastly, we always like to mention True Classic Tees. They do a lot of outreach with providing homeless veterans with shelter. Go to TrueClassicTees.com. I'm wearing the super warm pullover sweatshirt. It's the Heather Gray. Unbelievable. Super warm, lightweight. They have a lot of great stuff. I'd love their t-shirts. I rock the V-necks. A lot of great colors. Super soft. And they're cut in a way that's going to make you look great. Your lady friends will really enjoy it. They'll love you for it. So make sure you go to TrueClassicTees.com. Great partners. So, Rick, big week.
Mm-hmm.
Big week. Unfortunate news about the parade where some folks were injured and killed. I hate to hear about that. You put it well. It would be criminal for us not to talk about our opinion. And we've talked about it on the Vantage Point a little bit. You know, we've put our opinions out there a little. We're not going to shortchange our audience. I won't listen to anybody that's trying to play middle of the road and not have an opinion on something. We're going to have an opinion. And I think you and I were having a conversation pre-production. You and I are in agreement that a lot of these things are being caused, including the Rittenhouse trial, by prosecutor's office, weak prosecutor's offices. These are local, you know, county level prosecutors that are, in my opinion, not using their best judgment because of political opinion. And that's a shame. It's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Well, here's the thing, Mark, right? I don't even know if it's, I'd say it's criminal, right? So here you are, an attorney. You're supposed to understand the law. You're bringing charges up on an individual. And, you know, in the Rittenhouse case, let's be an honest broker, man. There was probably more video evidence of what happened that evening than probably any other case out there, right? Multiple views, multiple angles. I mean, it was pretty clear cut. You got a kid sitting there in the fight of his life. You know, you want to bring up all this other stuff. Oh, you're transporting firearms over state lines. Oh, you're underage with a rifle. All this crap brought up. But I don't believe he was ever charged with a single gun crime. It was straight up murder.
There was one misdemeanor charge. And it was, but you're correct. It was eventually dropped by the court. It was eventually dropped because he was not in violation of any gun crimes.
Right.
He was charged, but it was dropped during, before the trial was over, before he even went to closing arguments, it was dropped. It had something to do with his age and the type of rifle. It turned out that the rifle in question that he used in the incident was not a short-barreled rifle. So therefore his age wasn't a problem and they dropped it.
Yeah. We live in the greatest country in the world, 100%. You know, we're allowed a jury of our peers. But here's the thing, man. It's turning into kangaroo court.
Yeah.
And trust me, I am all about enforcing the law. You know, we have, I will clearly state that we have illegal individuals that enter this country. I use illegal. Other people like to use whatever their fancy words are, but we have illegal people that enter the country. Trust me, I'm all about the law. Here comes the problem. In this case, it's pretty clear cut. Try to turn himself in. Police say, hey, go home. He does what he says, you know, goes, does everything right. Goes and turns himself in, saying, hey, man, here's what I did. Okay, cool. At that point, it should have been a clear cut. Roger that. Here's your statement. And there's enough video evidence out there to go, Mr. Rittenhouse, beat it. You know, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Who stemmed the trial? I have no idea. I will say this, though. The judge that was on there, supposedly, if I understand correctly, was a Democrat elected, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, he was appointed by a Democrat, I believe. Yeah, originally appointed. I don't know how he ended up. I don't know if they have to do re-elections up in Wisconsin for that spot. Yeah. I don't know. But initially was appointed by a Democratic appointment.
Yeah, but the beauty is, man, that judge was spot on. I was actually surprised he didn't use his powers to sit there and basically boot that prosecutor out because, dude, that prosecutor was like stepping over the line all the time. And the judges basically put him in check. He's like, what part of this don't you understand? What part of that don't you understand? Again, it goes back to this. How many more kangaroo courts are we going to have? How many other clear-cut cases are we going to have that is self-defense? But here's the thing, people, right? Listen up. Not a single illegal that crosses into this country has been prosecuted. Not a single person that comes in this country, the administration has basically told them their hands off. Think about it. You have one of our own, an American, defending himself in basically a riotous-type situation where he's lucky, you know, he came out. I don't know what training old boy had. I don't know if it was just between dealing with somebody trying to grab his firearm, between dealing with another individual with a firearm, and then, oh, by the way, getting a skateboard to the back of the head. He defended himself, man. Clear cut, without a doubt. But we take him to trial. And that's my concern. Yet we let thousands and thousands of illegals cross our borders, and the administration says, can't touch them.
Yeah.
Tell me what's wrong there.
Yeah, the indictment came out rather quickly, and that in itself was surprising. Now, this would have been taken in front of a grand jury regardless, the grand jury anyway. The fact that he was indicted so quickly was surprising to me. There's a lot of things to get through. It's a huge scene. Multiple people that would have had to have given statements if they chose to. A lot would have had to have occurred for that investigation for the police department. Now, to clear up this for a lot of folks, something like this, these major crimes, you know, especially like a homicide, and this is a homicide. It's not an accident. Purposeful action, and a homicide unit would investigate it. Whether it's justified or not is up to the courts. But my point is, anybody that saw any of that footage, and he was attacked by multiple people other than the three that were that were shot at, and there's video of that too. Anybody that would have noticed that would have thought immediately that this was a candidate. This case is a candidate for a self-defense claim. Why? What's the rush? What is the rush? I don't understand. To be honest with you, you hit the nail on the head. This prosecutor, this Thomas Binger, his antics were flat out improper. 101 law stuff. And I'm not an attorney, but I've been involved in multiple offenses where it went to trial, major crimes such as these. The fact of the matter is the judge was all over, like you said. And
yeah,
and I don't understand. And then he makes statements in the closing arguments that are flat out wrong and not what the law reads. And I just don't understand, like you said, how can we allow this to happen? Because these prosecutor's offices are just bringing up these charges and causing horrible, horrible issues in the community and this whole issue that the country is battling over.
Well, it's setting a bad precedence, right? So what kangaroo, and that's the word I'm going to use, what kangaroo court prosecutor is going to pop up next? You know, and for what infraction, what crime? So that's the part that bothers me is, number one, yeah, I'm going to say straight up that the prosecutor is freaking incompetent because the judge was sitting there smoking him, right? The judge was putting that boy in check. And if he still has his law credentials, I don't know what Wisconsin's deal is, but if he still has his credentials, you know what? Shame on that state board, man. You know, after that showing, and I would hope that judge does something to sit there and pull it, but the bottom line, you're sitting there as a prosecutor, know the law, but nothing was done. And are you looking, you know, here's the problem is, are people quick to decision or quick to action? Because they're looking for that 30-second, 1 day, 3 day, whatever limelight in the media or on social or whatever, excuse me, whatever stuff they're looking for. Or are they truly going after what they're looking to do? And I think in this case, he was quick just trying to get a name for himself. Hey, let me get my name out there. I find it hard to believe that somebody is supposed to be intelligent and understands the laws of this country, the laws of your state, would even take that to court, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, we talked about it already. Hey, how in the world did this even get indicted, and why are we even bringing any charges whatsoever? Mm-hmm. I understand it's got to go in front of a grand jury in most cases, and they'll want to do that. But the evidence never favored the prosecution. Never.
Nothing.
Nothing. So
even when he put that one old boy on the stand.
Yeah.
You know,
the individual that was shot in the arm was a perfect witness for the defense. But the problem was the prosecution called him.
Well,
horrible.
That just goes to show, right? This prosecutor doesn't even know how to pick his witnesses up there. You know, the old boy that threatened to use deadly force on him. Really? Yeah. And you're going to sit there and go, well, let me use this guy. At that point.
I mean, they had to depose or at least interview their witnesses that they're going to put up there. They acted as if it was the first time they'd ever heard it.
Like he was shocked.
Yeah.
I'm like, I
don't know. I think he was shocked.
He was. I mean,
which again makes him horribly incompetent or, let's face it, dirty.
Is there going to be another one? I hope not. But again, the problem we're seeing is you never kind of learn from your mistakes, right? And I don't think this one here is even a case of mistakes. I think it's just a straight up, there's something else.
Yeah.
There's something else going on, right? What it is, I don't know. What's the next, who's going to be the next kangaroo, for lack of better terms, that's going to go try to get some limelight. We go after Rittenhouse. Okay. And you look at all this other rioting, looting, murdering that's been going on.
Yeah.
Who else has been brought up on trial? To the best of my knowledge, I don't think a single Antifa individual from anything during all this craziness has been brought up on charges. Yet we have a young man, you know.
Well, even if they were, the media wouldn't show you.
Well, you know, maybe, right?
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you. But here you have a young man that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out was in utter fear for his life. Okay. By textbook answer, does everything he's supposed to, tries to retreat, eats a skateboard in the back of the head, defends himself in that situation, goes to the police. The police tell him to beat it. You know, I mean, it's just like
he was kicked in the face while he was on the ground once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
shot at the guy, missed. Another guy hit him, you know, ran him down, hit him in the back of the head with something. It was It's constant. There's all kinds of video that they were focusing on the one that is most favorable to what their narrative is, and that was the first one when old boy tried to grab his rifle. But
here's my thing, right? Let's think about it. Another individual grabs your firearm. That right there is hostile intent.
Who says he's going to kill you, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah.
That. Oh, by the way, is recorded on numerous different angles. But dude, that's a no-brainer, right? So how can you even sit there and try to take this thing to court when you've got video evidence, right? So here's the thing. This day and age, you've got video evidence that you can show, multiple angles of this whole situation going down.
Yeah.
And that's the one they're going to sit there and basically go, hey, we're going to ride it on this one here. Why? I have no idea. But
I don't know.
It's like, it doesn't take anyone to sit there and watch the video and go, wow, okay. Yeah. He's perfectly in the right.
And all you have to do is prove a reasonable doubt.
Reasonable doubt.
A reasonable doubt. Not even, hey, you know, he probably shouldn't have done that, but, you know, it is doubtful that he was not scared.
Oh, dude.
That this is an intentional killing. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, I mean, think about it. You're in a riotous type situation.
Yeah.
How he got there with his rifle, you know, all that does not matter.
No.
Right? What matters is he's there, time and place, boom, in the present. Somebody tries to grab your rifle. That would be no different than somebody trying to grab a law enforcement officer's pistol. Boom.
Yeah.
I mean, that you are displaying hostile intent.
And Mr. Rittenhouse even made a great point. He's like, what if he gets my rifle and now he's got it? And not just me that he was concerned about. He said that.
No.
He was a great witness. And so they get the indictment. And then, you know, like you said, the judge, Schroeder, I believe his name, was schooling old boy, assistant district attorney there in Kenosha County. And there was a couple of points that I thought were obvious that this is underhanded, or at least could be. And that was the one where he tried to reintroduce evidence that was already ruled upon and said he couldn't do it. That's when the judge really went off on him. And then a couple of the other things he had said was that if you bring a firearm with you, then you cannot claim self-defense. I don't know exactly what that means. Like I said, the guy is freaking crazily incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Or he's just trying to send this kid to prison for political gain. I don't know. There's got to be some reason. It's amazing. There's no way in the world this should have made it to a trial. No way.
Wisconsin does have a concealed carry.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's think about it. For an attorney to sit there and say, bringing a gun to a self-defense situation is illegal or whatever. Hey, you've got concealed carry holders. What do you think the whole purpose of having a concealed carry permit is?
Yeah.
So your firearm is there. What? So it's tucked in your glove box and let me go, hey, quit beating me for a minute here and let me run over here and grab my pistol so I can defend myself. Yeah. Come on, dude.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're up in Wisconsin, that part of the state, there's probably multiple guys on the jury that were CCW holders. Here's the thing. If you were not allowed to protect yourself with a firearm, then why would the state be sanctioning the law? And I'm sure regulating it and getting money for it to and license these folks for CCW.
Every five year renewal, I think theirs is.
It's absolutely ridiculous. That is a flat out lie. And he knows it's a lie.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But it just goes to show, Mark, right? Here's the thing. At what point are these people going to quit bending the truth, bending the laws, bending the rules, whatever you want to say? It is just, it's getting to the point where, again, this is where we as Americans, you know, midterms are coming up. You've got to sit there and really pay attention to what these people are doing because it's critical. We as Americans need to sit there and go, uh-uh.
Well, I think we're doing that. I think we're doing that. And just to close up a little bit on the prosecutors, I think the big concern that we have is, and we've talked about this before, they are dangerously close to losing 100% trust in all these institutions like the prosecutor's offices, FBI, OSHA, the presidency. People are just not trusting them. They're flat out telling lies, and everybody knows it's a lie, but then they have the media push it. Like I said, with this particular prosecution, they either are wildly incompetent and really thought that they had a case, or they were just going to do it regardless of what they saw because of bending the knee to political pressure, which both is a terrible scenario for trusting that if something happens, you are going to get a fair trial. We can go into it if you want, but the media, I think it kind of lends to what you're talking about. The media going to continue to push this narrative in multiple different ways. So I think
here's the beauty, right? In our awesome system of checks and balance, which doesn't always work, but I think in this case, the beauty is we're to be judged by our peers.
Yes.
You know,
and that happened.
It 100% it did.
Yeah.
You know, and the key thing is the other beauty is it states, you know, a reasonable doubt. You just have to put that doubt in there. So again, the problem that comes in is, all right, let's say something happens tomorrow, right? And I end up burning three people down. Am I going to have to go to trial? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's
going to be fair.
Who knows?
I
hope so. And personally, I'm not worried because here's the bottom line. The law is the law, right? And I think the saving grace is, yes, you had a prosecutor that really didn't know. He had nothing. So he's trying to spin webs that he's got.
Yeah.
And in most cases,
he had zero evidence that this was the case.
Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing. And at the end of the day, personal action and the law, I think, will back people. Now, here's the sad part. What did that cost Mr. Rittenhouse to get out of it? I have no idea. Right. But it sure, I doubt that the attorney did it for free. You got to get out. You got to go see who's on the ballot.
Yeah, these county prosecutors, you know, they get elected just like everybody else.
Yep.
These judges, pay attention to these judges. I believe this judge, even though there's a couple things I didn't like what he did, I didn't like the provocation. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that. I don't know why. I didn't quite understand. Like I said, I'm not an attorney, but I didn't quite understand why they allowed provocation. Maybe it has something to do with the law rules that I don't understand. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that the jury was not sequestered.
Yeah.
And I understand that, look, this is a voluntary service. We want them to be as comfortable as possible and trust that, you know, they won't be corrupted in their decision by, you know, following the instructions the judges give them. Mm-hmm. But it subjected them to, you know, driving in that blacked out bus that they could hear the bullhorns and the people protesting and yelling at them, and then having the media try to record them in the courtroom with their phones and then follow them and try to take their pictures and all these other things. And that you know, I just would have liked to have kind of like, hey, look, I know it's a pain and it's already a heavy task we're asking, but we're going to have to ask you to be sequestered. And, you know, it would have been, I think you wouldn't have had some of these issues, but I think the judge was fair. I think he did a pretty good job. I think he ruled in favor of the defense and the prosecution. Several times.
The judge, yeah. I mean, the judge was a rock star, man. I got no issues with the judge, right?
Yeah, super fair, super fair. And he knew the law.
Yeah, and that's the scary part, because the prosecutor didn't, because we wouldn't have been there in the first case. But he was probably the sounding board per se in that courtroom when it came to everything going on, right? And most judges are going to typically sway one way or another, or you can halfway tell sometimes where they're sitting at. But here's what I would tell people to do. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You're going to say
and something. That's fine, as long as they follow the law. You know what I mean?
But that's it.
Yeah.
You know, you can be swayed however you want. The law's the law.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're following the law. Yeah.
Pretty cut and dry. But here's what I tell people to do. You know, when it's getting close to that election time or whatever, you know, these judges are going to start running or whatever the cycle is for you guys, I'd recommend this. Go give the county courthouse a call or wherever you're at. See what that judge's schedule is. You know, you can go sit in. Here's the beauty, right? We live in the greatest country in the world. We can go sit into a courtroom and hear what's going on. Just sitting there. Just observe them. Listen to them. Draw your opinion. You don't like what you're hearing. You don't like what you're seeing. Boom.
Yeah, remember the name.
Easy day. We're getting to the point we have to seriously dig deeper into all aspects of government, to who these people are. No way, man. Go look at the person for the person and take everyone at face value for what they're doing and what's coming out of their mouth. And hopefully we can flip things around.
Yeah. Especially at the local level, like even these school boards, you know, those kind of things. Yeah. That's where you can make the biggest impact if you vote for all that stuff. Yeah.
You've got to.